Rishus Avi Mori. We'll try to go through the six melachas negar to the idea where we go. On the mission of Ayin Gimel, bring down the Lamtas melachas. The first 11 are Sinur Dapas, the order of making bread. Next 13 is the melacha of Tzema, breaking the Rias. And starts off when you're having first the animal who has wool on top of it. The first melacha, the first couple of melachas we're not going to go through. The first one is glazes, the idea of shearing. That's the beginning of the Siman Shin Mem over there. Negay to cutting off your nails. Negay to taking off skin from either your lips or your cuticles. Shalva with their eyes. The second melacha, after you do glazes, you shear it, you're malabin, you whiten it, you clean it. There's a Siman Shin Afmoy, Siman Shin Beis. Negay to posh it, you have a stain on your beged. You put it underneath water, you'll even listen to the raiso, trash the raiso. Third melacha is tzveya, you color it. That we already learned about last week. Afterwards, the next six melachas negate to the weaving process per se. Now, it's very clear from the Mishavua, the idea of lech arigo is not brought down at all in Shulchan Aruch by the Chaber, by the Mod, the Noise Kalim. That's what he says. They're going to put it at the end of the Mishavua, the end of the Siman Shemem, where he gives you a list of where all the melachas are in Shulchan Aruch. And these six are nowhere, therefore it goes to the basic halachas. Bekitzer, calling the halacha api the Rambam, api the Chayodim. So try to go through the Bekitzer and try to make it a little bit practical. The first idea is after you have grazes, you have the hairs are entangled, they clump together, so you have to do a process called menapates. You have to separate it. Now, how to go do menapates to separate seem to be the three different ways of doing it. Among the Rishonim and the Paiskim, and they're not arguing, the Chor is saying three ways of doing the same act over here. First thing, the Mishavua, when he starts off being Menapetz, he says a Lashon of Sarek, meaning you take a comb, and you come through it, you separate it. You see on the videos and the pictures, you have this, they call it carding, you have this board over here, you have these needles or nails sticking out, and you come and you comb separate one from another. What time Mishavua, based on the Rav Mishnais, the Chayodom, a second way of doing it, the words of Mishavua, according to the Rambam, is you take a makel, a stick, and you bang it, also separates it. Again, in the video, I'll show how to go do that. You take a stick, you bang it, and it separates the hairs one from another. A third way of doing it, how Rashi says in the Mishnah of Ayin Gimel, is you basically you take your hands, and you separate biyadayim. You have this clump together, you start separating them to make them into the strands by itself. So again, we have three ways of doing it. Either it's the idea of combing, or the idea of a makel, or the case of biyad. Now the Rambam, when he starts off saying this halacha in the Shabbos and Perek Tes, he brings down 2 points over here. Number one, he says, this halacha is kedei litfos oisam, doing the idea of menapetz, of combing in order to spin. The question is, why in this halacha is he bringing down menapetz in order to spin, number one. And number two, he brings down the idea of menapetz as a gidim, the idea of coming over here to take the sinews, and intertwined together is nichol give the tolda of menapetz, the tolda. So the question is, what makes something an av, what makes something a tolda? Two different questions, the Rambam, why again the idea of making the gidim into separating it, why is that the tolda? And why does it say the locha k'day litfos, ought to do an act of spinning? So the answer to these questions come from the Avinezer with a third question, a very basic question. Why in the world would he call me here on Shabbos is not even the issa deraisa menapetz? Menapetz means to comb, either with a kli, with a makel, or biyadayim. But you're separating your hair, the strands of your hair. Why are you not even the issa of deraisa menapetz? That means the olam knows the loch and end of siman shin gimel. The loch is the person should not comb his hair mitzad a sugya of grazes. It's not a psik ratio. If it's a soft brush over here, if a bayah of nechol have a kli miyuchel lekach, kli miyuchel lekach, and no idea of psik ratio, then the ma'aseh is mutter. What happened to menapetz? Who cares if it's no psik ratio? You're separating your strands of hair. Who cares kli miyuchel lekach? You're separating the strands of hair. That's the Gemara on Shabbos and Dachnunim and Beis. Brings down a person on Shabbos can be mefasfes. A nozer can be mefasfes, be a dime, separate his hairs with his fingers. Says Rashi, as brought down by the Mechab and Siman Shin Gimel, separating your hairs with your fingers are mutter. Why? Menapetz means whether with your daim, whether with the kli. It's clear it's mutter. The question is, why is it mutter for? So the Avnei has three terutzim. I've been obvious enough giving how to say over the terutzim. One he points out, again, Lashon Rambam is, kidei lahoch v'tfiyo. The idea of menapetz is not combing. The issue is not combing. The issue is a process of the weaving to lead to go spinning. That's the melach over here. Therefore, the Avnezer writes in Truva Simukufayin, if it's leaning towards spinning, and it's aimed for spinning, when it's both together, that's the Av. But let's say it's missing one or the other, a case that's not stumble for spinning, but you choose to go spin it, that's the Toldo. That's why Gidim, sinews, are not made for spinning. But you choose to go do it, that's the Chagid of a Toldo. Which missing both, it's not the Derech, it's not Oimid, that means basically you're here, then the Maish is Mutal Achil, that's no problem. That means part and parcel of the Malacha is not the idea is to separate your hearers. The idea is separate the hearers, the process of weaving leading towards spinning. Therefore, this allow come here, no problem. One teretz. The next shuva, Lavnezi writes them Kuf Ayin Aleph, a second teretz. We want to say the Malacha of Benat Beis is only something that's disconnected. If it's Mechubar, you can't comb things out of Mechubar. That's the Chesed of Melech Makshevis. The Yechosh Malach is only something that's disconnected. I ask the question, the Gemara says over, that in the Mishkan, negate the Izim, part of the Chochmah of the case of spinning was do it on the animal, by the case of the goats. So by goats, you don't need the act of Menat Beis. Only by sheep, you need Menat Beis. And Chami Menat Beis, the Derech is never do it upon the animal. A third Teretz, he says, is we know this idea of being Menat Beis is the process of making something, the thought of Goises and Malabin. Can you clean your body? Can you wash your face? Is it Issa Malabin? Avad it's water. You allow to wash your face, you allow to clean your hands, no problem, only the time of Sugya Moichik, we have a question over here. Mitzad together Malabin, Avad it's water. Niputz says the Abnezer, intertwine one with the other, Malacha Malabin. If Malabin is mutter, cleaning yourself is a process of cleaning, no Shivas to the Malacha, Niputz also is mutter. So again, he has three reasons why combing a person's hair lemaisa is mutter. One, mitzad in of it has to lead to that act of spinning. Second, has to be a case over here that's polished. This is the case of mechubar. A third reason, on the top of a person, that's not nichle get a melacha, that's nichle get a cleaning, or making your body nice. The nafkamino obviously is, how far do you take this yisoid, negate to combing, the person to comb the sheitel? Penachus. That means if you analyze it, you go through the reasons. It's not the reason of leading to spinning. I assume you're combing your sheitel won't lead to spinning. When you get to the idea of being mechubar, it's the case that's tolosh over here. When you get to the idea that it's the process of cleaning your face, you can't clean your sheitel on Shabbos, malabin. So two of the three reasons you have a question of a person comb their sheitel on Shabbos. Maybe you have an ist over here. And if you saw the kid in Hukul Shabbos is brought down the Ma'amokim sheet, he brings down the Chor to Kol Mishetel on Shabbos, you have a Chashash Isser of being Menapetz. Chashash Isser Menapetz. Says the same thing by Rav Ribiyat. Says the same thing you said to Yeshua and Felder. The one Taino, according to Avinez, two of the three reasons you can't call Mishetel. Now, one of the reasons, a process of leading to spinning, will be mutter. But the other two reasons, the mice is also, shalab maybe have a deraiso, maybe have a drabonon. So the question really is to focus on the sheitels and discuss 10 isurim negate to the process of taking care of your sheitels on Shabbos. So let's try to make it practical. What to negate on the tzad, you're allowed to use a sheitel. Let's be very clear. We're not coming to matter sheitels over here. Now I'm coming to matter any caps, so lace caps or lace tops, but mattering these things. I'm not discussing shindles of eight seers to cover the knees, not discussing these cases over here. We're focusing just on the tzad and smut over here. How to take care of it on Shabbos? So, again, number one, we have a bayav mitzad of sugil menapets. There are those who have a bayav combing it. Again, the kids who are posing over here in a safer kids on Shabbos, so the shurman of Ribiyat. A second question discussed mitzad of sugil of glazes. What's a shailo? They can tell when you go to Sefer, it sounds like you want to go through the Lamites Melachos. He started off going through the first Seduta, past the first 11. Then he started Glazes, and then he stopped for whatever reason. In Glazes, he brings down that Isha has to be very careful not to separate his hairs. Mitzad is an Isra by using a comb. So the thing is, the motive of the comb might say it's Usr. Maisi does not explain why exactly it's Usr, but he's putting under the Melach of Glazes. The best item of the Yom Zilba brings down, you have a Bayam to have the Sugya of Glazes, a second Melach of the Raisa. Now, the obvious question, if you learn the Sugya of Glazes, is you have to take them off from Mokim Geduloi. the net of your shekel is not makom geduloi for the hears that are coming out over here. Therefore, numas achronim grapple shel mazamel biyashiv and others, the one in the world that I'm going to tell putting underneath the idea of grazes, maybe it means a different assert. I can't be put it under that malachi. They write the other malachis over here. Therefore, mitalasik of grazes yishlon harbe. The one time that's not idea of grazes, gam egretal as a bayam that seems to be the bayam grazes. A third malachah discuss. When you come here, you have a bayam to the malach of kareya, ripping. The Chashabas of Perkut Aleph says, "Come your shekel kareya." So Rav Rubin, one of the Baal Orcha Shabbos, he wrote about it a couple of different places over here. The Shaila of Kareya. The obvious question is, when you learn Siman Shin Yud Aleph on Siv Zayin and Siv Ches and Siv Tes and Siv Yud, it says over there the loch is you allowed to cut a string. Why call something called Psigas Talush? Says Rabbi Alocha, why is Psigas Talush L'maisa Mutter? Says since it's not the parsha of being Teifer afterwards, they were not looking to get of Kareya. So, Luchura, why is it asking about the sugya of Kareya? Explains Rav Rubin. When there's one string by itself, that's nichel together of it's not shach teifer, there was not Kareya. When you have a baggage, you have a shirt. When you cut it, it's a bunch of strands. That's what it is. Chut, each way. Chassis nerve. That means the way they made a baggage 1,000 years ago, they still make today, just now we use machines. I think it's hellish. No, because everyone sees it being one baggage. One entity over here. One entity is Korean Teufer. If so, it says a Shaitel, everyone sees it one Begad. It's one Begad, Nichol Negeder of Korea. It's one Begad, like a shirt, everyone agrees it's Korea. Gam is only Psychus Talish, cutting strings over here. Divo should be also over here.
Should we came together, a Begad, all together became one thing, the Shaitel was still separate.
He says it's all connected to the back by the Reshet, by the net, it's all connected.
So someone were to cut a
tzitzis
strand.
So,
according to that,
well, let's go step by step first. So, myself first. So, when he gave me shiur about this baruch 10 years ago, besides what he wrote, I went up to him and asked myself, "Circle side, what's the svar of the Mishnah Berurah? Kareya has to be someone shaykh maslit for. It's not shaykh circle side maslit for. Then the day your clothing shaykh maslit for, and the sheitel is not shaykh maslit for." So he told me in the net, in the reshet of the shaitel, it's sewed in. That's the process. It's sewed into the net. So I went to my rabbis and shaitel and other ones. I see Lamaisa, it's knotted in and not sewed in. So I told him, Lamaisa, Lechura, it's only knotted in. By Yamei B'Koshia Mater. Not an idea of Korean Teifer. He told me it's not true. It's sewed in. After the people in the Chabur told me that their wives had sewed in. So different ones in the market. Some are sewed in. And someone nodded in. Fine. Maiso, I asked him, if so, that would it make a difference if you comb the hair by the shaitel and the hairs got ripped in between? Not by the reshet with sewed in. But a lot of times you're not ripping it from the source, ripping in the middle over here. He told me it's the middle of the hair, who cares where it is? Circle safe. Since it's a chilk of the baguette, therefore to rip is nichol neged of kareya. So I asked him, so every time you find a hair on the floor, to rip it, should be psikas talish, should be also. So no, it's not shaykh mas lit for. I said, but it is shaykh mas lit for, put inside a shaitel. He's saying, who cares where it is? You tell me it's shaykh mas lit for. So I told him, in the shaitel, shaykh mas lit for. You just told me, mitzias, even rip el mil over here. He says, you have to think about it. But so my so he gets about Korea. There are those who very clearly disagree. B'chaim Ross says by Shaitel, he says Psikas Talish. The Chodashoni, the Shmuel Shabbos says Psikas Talish. The Minchas Ish quotes the Archa Shabbos says the Maisa he made a mistake. It's not true. Those Maisa want to disagree, and also the Cholah Cheleches put out Rav Reuben Shul, Rav Stern over there says Rav Reuben is incorrect. But so my son Ish shall initially get of Korea. But if you realize what I just did, I switched Malachas on you. I went from Korea to Teifer to Kosher Matter. I says kosher. So now you have a question about loch matter. So said the Mincha Shabbos, both of them also have Pesach Tshuvas. Yevayav coming here mitzvah the sugya matter. Why? Because it was kosher inside, and rip it off, you're undoing the kosher. Yevayav mitzvah the sugya matter. Depends where you're doing it, where it comes from, maybe. But it's not that simple. Machlokes among the place depends where it is. The two questions. We'll have to get to that. We'll point out the melachos over here. So we have, again, so we have one melacha of menapets, a second melacha of grace, a third melacha of kareya, a fourth melacha of a matir. Come on, Shlomo Zalman, he says, I have a fifth melacha of seiser. Simon Shin Lamazayin, it's a beis, which we learn is obvious sore. We have a brush that you want to either sweep the floor or call me a beged. The loch is it made out of kisman straw. The loch is it not to go do in the case of sick ratio. Says Mishabua, Gamas Kilkul Kleachyad, still Gwee Machmer. So we have the hairs, which are the getter of Seisir. Six melacha they discuss, said the Chodesh Shani, it does look nice. How can you wear a shirt like that? Gotta fix it. That's called Masake Mono. Fixing it. And if you only want to start up with women, which I'm glad we don't, so you tell her, will you walk out like that? She's like, of course, no, I wouldn't go out that way. No way. I have a family simcha, I wouldn't go outside. They think that's the reason you'll be mad to it. Then Avada it's also. Because then Shilin's a ticking over here. Right. Fine. That come along, Moshe and Chaim and others say, if Shilin won't go out that way, that's Shilin Misakim Mono. But we don't start up. But the Maisa, they think that's a heter, and then they start backtracking. They say, Shilin's also, no, I didn't really mean that. They meant certain times. That the Kashimati, you never did that. A seventh issue is what happens to the Sugar oven in the Chol. Combing here, 10 kiv here, is an Avoido. The women get paid for, they spend time on it, it's a job over here. See the Chodeshani of a Bayam of the Sugar oven in the Chol. An eighth problem built upon Mishnah Berurah and Negeir to combing your own here. Everyone knows on Shabbos you have the Kli Miyuchel Akach. So Negeir to Sheitel, said Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, you have to have a Kli Miyuchel Akach, even on the Tzad Yomi Matar. Can you use the same comb that you use during the week on the case of Shabbos over here?
It's the same thing, no?
It's built upon Unda Chol. That means more press in general and more press in the Kli Miyuchel Akach. A ninth problem is if you use hairspray, the person you want to ask him to have a sugar boy in a sack of mono. A tenth problem, they get to hairspray, they want to say when smelling the reyach gives off a nice smell, they get to your body is mutter, they get to the ear is mutter, they get to your shaitel, and it's ulcer. So you mentioned 10 problems. Mice, what to go to? So let's start off with the first four malachas. We have a question of glazes, korea, matter, and soyser. So really the question is a shaitel imitsias. Is it a psik ratio or not? That means they get to combing your own hair. The reason why you have a bayah, psik ratio, really, read the Peskim slowly, the Enem Simon Shin Gimel, you have two problems. One is we have knots inside your hair, you might be a bayav kavona pulling out the knots, mitzad kavona. And number two, even if it's not kavona, you have a bayav goizim mitzad sik ratio. I looked up the information center called the web, and they say an average a day, a person loses 50 to 100 hairs. I was surprised by that, maybe they mean the whole body. And an average a day, you go back 50 to 100 hairs. So it makes a lot of sense to be a psik ratio if you lose so many hairs a day. Not sure what it means practically, but every website said that. Which I couldn't get into them because they're all blocked by the filter, but at least in the search, that's what all the search said. Maybe the website said that was a joke. But I don't know. In the search, that's what came up. Now, men also, L'churi v'bayam, it's the idea of grazes. If that's the Matthias, comes out to be a psik ratio. If you analyze that, if your shaitel will be a psik ratio,
because it comes out naturally, so you're not...
No, it's very loose, obviously, so when you pull it out, you're pulling it. It means it comes out naturally. Right, so what happens? Before it comes out naturally, it's not strong, 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 and then clops out. It's getting looser and looser, I assume. And then it falls out. So when you're combing it, you're pulling out something that's very loose, but it's connected still. I'm just assuming that's a mitzias, lack of knowledge. But my Shulchan Aruch says, so when you comb me here, it's a psik ratio. Now, negate to a shaitel, if it will be a psik ratio, to every time you comb me here, for hairs to come out, 50 to 100 hairs, or even 2, 3, 5 hairs, you'll be buying shaitels every 2, 3, 4 months. It'll be a wonderful business, but it'll be also cost a lot of money. People last for years, and they comb it all the time. So it seems like the metzias, it's not a psik ratio. They're better than the hairs of your body. If so, it comes out, the whole melacha of Geizah, Kareya, Matah, and Seisah, we're assuming is a psik ratio. Come on, the place came and say, we have Moshe, and the Zilber, and the Yashiv, and the Sharm, and the Shmir, Shabbos, and others, or for Shabbos, if not Psik Ratio, it's Mutter. All these Molochas were saying only Psik Ratio to answer it. Otherwise, Kareh and Seis and Mater and Grazes, not Psik Ratio, ain't a Miskavin. No one has any Kavanah to hear about the hairs. Besides, he'll tell me the Psik Ratio was Kilkul and Kala'ach Yad, and no one wants it that way. And therefore, maybe you have two Rabbanahs, which we're not sure if it's Mutter or Asr. But Chutzpah says, not Psik Ratio. Ulai, depends where Shmuel is coming from. But that could be a case of Kilkul, but Shmuel is not that way.
You didn't answer Matar, how about the nuts?
Same thing. It's not Pesach Reisho. It's not Miskavim. He's not again, it's not inside the Reshet. When you call me, I don't want the not to come out. You want the Shetel to stay the hairs inside. Now, the Piskei Tshuvas writes that Kol Yehir is a Pesach Reisho on a Shetel. He says that. I can't believe that's a Metzias. My Sagoriski wife, I asked my wife, told me the Metzias is not, it's not a Pesach Reisho. You could get involved, maybe there's a sorry point over here. In general, when you comb your hair, let's say a girl combs her hair 50 times, comes out 3 hairs. Is that a Pesach Reisho or not? Do you look at every combing? Nothing. Or you look at the act of combing, the 5-10 minutes she spends doing it. So Shalom among the place, come have a look upon it. Numerous rais, you look at the one act of combing altogether. So 3 hairs, if 50 times, is a Pesach Reisho. Which you can argue the point, maybe it gets involved in the Chakir of Pesach Reisho, it's Hanuhach, or Nichol Get of Kavono. But again, Neged, Lechura, Pashas, most Shetels will not have the Baya of these four Melachas, because I'm just assuming, again, Eski Rabbi says, she tells you Pesach Reisho, you'll have a Baya. But it's not Pesach Reisho, so it won't be Neged, these Melachas, the Grazes, Kareya, Mata, and Saiser. We didn't get to it, no. We're saying these four, very clear, these four. However, again, to use the case of a hairspray, well, that is also that even baya of boina and soiser, boina and masakemono, and also with boiled reyach. Also, even baya that might see can't use a hairspray. Agam, they do bring down the Moshe wants to matter it. You know, I've either shayfer the ma'aser swarm seem to not go this way. Whether the shmir Shabbos, the rochah Shabbos, Mishal Mizamun, and others. Now, just to be practical, comes out. Before there are 3 levels to discuss in the gear to practically to your shaytels. Number one, if it's not really to be worn outside, where it's also Spisakamono. Number two, if it's really to be worn outside, but Pesach Reisho take out hairs, where you're even Isser, or maybe, I'm not sure which one, Grazes, Kareya, Matir, and Saiser. Number three, most cases over here, it's not Pesach Reisho and can be worn, then what you're really left with is a question of Din Dechol, Aleph, which a place can say you should have a clean Yuchalakach. You should have a separate brush for your shaytel on Shabbos. And the oid, our sugi, menapetz. We're back to menapetz, where we started from. That does not take care of the isser, whether it's Pesach Reisho or not Pesach Reisho. Menapetz means to comb, whether with your hand or with, whether the case would be a dime. So it seems the way how the Mishabru and the Chayodim will quote down the Losh of the Rambam, the get of the Melocha is the preparation for spinning. And therefore, if you go with one Malach of the Avinezer, the Losh of Mishabru and the Chayodim, the Ma'aseh Mutter. They point out Luchud is a clear raya the Halacha in the end of Siman Shin Gimel. And Siman Shin Gimel on Siv Chafei discusses braiding Isha her hair. Can you make braids out of it? Arigo. Says the Mechab in Siv Chafei, to make braiding your own hair, you're even Isser of Baino, Yidin Odom Asetzela, and to undo it, Isser of Saiser. Over there in Siv Chafei, says the Mishabrua, the Mogav Rom, but Negerta Shaitul Peinachris. It's not Baino. It's there, and they get the sugya of Oirik. If you braid it, Oirik. If you upgrade it, you'll get a Betzaya. The locha afterwards, they get the case of combing your hair. They discuss the locha, they get your own hair, the Bayam, the sugya of Gaizib, Psychratio. Therefore, make sure you use a soft brush, not Psychratio, not a clean Yuchlakach. And no one over there gives a conscious the case of a Shaitel. I mean, the Siv Chafei, the place can say, negate to the idea of braiding your hair. Says the paiskim a conscious a shaitel with your own hair. Magavam mishnebu another paiskim over there. The next halach of combing, no one says a contrast. Everyone says negate to here. Look at not Pesach Reisho. It's motor. It's not like it's one after another. They point out we see clearly that's not nichol the sugya menapetz. Someone should have pointed that over here, and they seem to understand these side of it like the Adonai's first malach, the idea of. Combing has to lead to that process of a weaving process of spinning, then you leave the Isser, otherwise be mutter. The second look on weaving is the idea of spinning. That means we just now separated the strands, we're coming to spin it together. The other one brings down the Losh of the Shami Parak Zayin that says, what's Nichol the Geda of Tfiyo, of spinning? Him the oven Mimzar, Shizer. That means there are different levels of making a string. Sometimes the first level is when you take the natural raw fibers and you spin it together one level very, very thin. The second level, where you take a bunch of string and you spin it together and make a thicker string. That means you take your tzitzis, the 8 strands, take one strand is not really one string. It's a bunch of strings spun together. Kula shizer. Both of them is nichl together of tefillah spinning. Whether it's making one strand or a bunch of strands together, that's shizer. It's entwining one thing from something nothing to one string or a thicker string. That's one mahalach in the Rambam. Let's put down one of the Mishmur, very clear, shizer. That's what shizer means, it's making a thicker string. A second mahalach in the Rambam is what my Kevin's Mishnah, Chashuchah, brings down. The idea of making levadim, compressing raw fibers into making something felt, making one entity over here, just like making a string together, same idea. That's the second malach Mishmur brings down up in the Rambam. Now the Ravid said it's not nichol together of making string over here tefillah. He wants to say nichol together megabin and boino. The Ma'aseh Mishmur has two malachim over here, either making a thicker string or the idea of compressing fibers together into a case of lovet. What comes out of the place can point out. Let's say a person has tittus to unravel it, and this, it comes unraveled sometimes. You want to spin it together. It's mamish is the right of tefillah. It's not miskayim tefillah d'rabbanan. That means you have tittus. You see it's unraveling. You spin it back together. You cannot do that on Shabbos. One much of Shabbos Chanukah on Shabbos, one year came over to me. He wanted to know. He wants to set up his menorah. One Shabbos, get a guy. Shvushus baka mitzvah. He told me, what's he going to go do? He has a bayam tzad sugi v'chono. He gets involved, he says, his wicks, he wants to make it very nice, what he always does every day. He spins the wicks together and puts the wicks inside. So he's asking me, mitzad sugi v'chono, mitzad sugi v'chosho, paisob silois. I told him, one lam tzad lochus is tfiyah, spinning. Is tfiyah in a case where it's not leading to the process of weaving? No one's weaving, right? You're spinning it together, and then you light candles out of it. So come along the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Yudalid, according to Chai Odom, it says you even Issa the Reisa of making wicks on Shabbos when you spin together. Now, Vosa wants to argue and say, but Lamaisa is not in the weaving process. So one point out, Lamaisa, Mishnah Berurah went that way. Besides for maybe other Issum of Oireg and Kedaima. The Arbach HaShekel has two problems over here. Maybe Misakimon over here. There are other issues. Misakimon Oireg, but also says Mishnah Berurah, Issa Tfiyo. If you to spin your wicks, there's also an issur, he cannot do it on Shabbos, even through a guy. One of the heter told me he cannot do it on Shabbos, and he has to wait till after Shabbos. The guy wants to get all this manim, all the chumas over here. Tell him, don't do it. Yeah, they're going to feed this mishmur. So come down again, we have one level of making a string, a second level, a thicker string. How about what they call making a rope? A rope basically is a bunch of strings together that you spin together, make it the case of a rope, a chevel. So we have the locha in Simon, Shin Yudalad, and Siv Zayin. The mechab over there brings down, api Rashi, api the Torah, the person can unravel a rope on Shabbos. Unravel it. Over there, Mishmur brings down the Rambam Mishito, that the Mishmur paskins like the end of the Simon, Shin Yud Zayin. The person cannot unravel it mitzad the suga of matter. To make the rope is also as kosher, to unravel it mitzad the suga of matter. That means you have either to unravel is mutter the mechaper, or is the reisa of matter, how big are we paskin? They point down the gate of the sugya tefillah, you look up at the Rishami, the place I'm quoting, the Rishami says two things. It says, hein da ovdin chavolin, hein da ovdin mimzer, shizer, achayim to the sugya tefillah, whether you spin it, make it into like a thicker string, or you make it into rope, you're even the isa tefillah. How in the world is the Rambam saying you're even the iser of kosher, of pesel chavilim, making knots together? The Yishami says black and white, nichol the iser, the reisa tefillah. And what's nafkamino? Unraveling it. Can you unravel this rope on Shabbos? So the Maaseh Arzura, Bortam the Arsamech, wants to say that the Yishami and the Bavli disagree. That's why the Rambam did not go like the Yishami. The way how the Chadish wants to say there's a different girsa of the Yishami over here. The question is, if so, what is the difference between the case of making a thicker string and making rope? So the way the Tefresh Yisrael says over, or the Archer Shulchan, Simon Shin Mem, he says, the idea of making, like tzitzis, a bunch of string together, everyone sees one string. Rope, you look at it, everyone sees a bunch of string strung together, being intertwined. It's nicker to the eye of a person, the perception of a person, that's a bunch of things together. That's called kosher. Mashenkin, when you have a case of a shizer, a person looks at it, everyone looks at it being one string. You can look close, everyone knows a bunch of strings together. But the perception of a person is one string. So the perception is always very important. Negeir to tzitzis will be one. Negeir to rope, everyone sees it being a bunch of things. Therefore, nichol negeir of koshia matter. So it comes out, negeir to the idea of rope. The come out can be three different ideas over here. The mechaber could go understand nichol negeir of tefillah, and therefore matter is mutter. Therefore, you'll unravel it. Mashenki, the way the Mogavom is passing the Rambam, you're even the issa of koshia matter by the case of rope, which they discuss. Not only the Asugyo, but the idea of twist ties and Shabbos, can use it and not use it. It used to be on the bread, you used to have twist ties. And you get in the, sometimes the garbage bags, get twist ties to it. Now, Angel's Bakery and Berman's do not put on twist ties. The question, can you use them on Shabbos or not? Now they have a clamp on it. But they used to have twist ties. What was it, Shiloh? They went over to Abiyashiv and Issim, can you use a twist tie? They said it's Mutter. Someone else went over to Abiyashiv, Issim, can you use a twist tie? And he says, Usser. I asked him, my high. See, watch what I did. I did two different things. As Mutan or Shabbos or Yadli Isol Yashim, it says, you know, one time. It's Mutter. First guy did it once. The other guy did twice. That's putting it together. You have to learn the Sugya, if that's true or not, and how the place can come out. The law of place can want to be Machmer. More place can want to be Mekel over here. Isn't Nichol the Sugya of Kushya Matter? And it really built upon only the Chumrah of the Rambam. But if you go like the Mechaber, which brought down in Siman Shi Yidal Sev Zayin, Rashi in the Torah Shito, the question doesn't even start with twist ties about its mutter. You'll unravel it, right, through the Mechaber. The third Malacha discussed over here, the Sugya of Mesach. Now first, if you analyze, where is Mesach in the Lamtes Malachas, the way how it's brought down in the Mishnah by us is before Isha Shnei Batanirim. That's how it's brought down by the Rif, that's how it's brought down by the Rambam, by the Rosh, the Rif and the Rosh. Asad Hashani, you read the Mishnah Brura, he switched the order, and he went like the Mahalach the Rambam, Mahalach Chai Odom, and he put it after Shnei Batanirim, after Rigo, then he said the case of Mesach. That means it's a Machlokes, what is it? We have to get to. First, you see they have a different order, that means they're understanding it two different ways. That means the way the Mishnah seems to understand the Rif and the Rosh is putting it before Isha Shnei Batanirim. That means they'll have one definition. And the way how the Rambam, the Chayodom, the Shvur, they're putting in after the Ma'is of Arigo, they'll have a different definition. Now the question is, what does it mean? So go first with the order of the Mishnah, how Rabbi Chait, this picture book, how he went. He understands it means to setting up the loom. Basically, you have a covered Elyon, you have a covered Tachlon, you have a tall beam, a beam on bottom. You want to put on the chassis one place to another. Chassis means the one that's stuck on it, the Evan Jaseo, the one that's stuck there, that's the Bekfias. And if you want to attach the Evan Jaseo one place to another, the point of weaving is not the weaving process per se, putting the thing through, that any child could do. The main point of weaving, the umness, is setting up the weaving, the loom, correctly. That's the main umness. So the idea of mesach meaning to dress the loom. You want to put on the chassis correct, tight, one place and other, the cover elyon, the cover tachton, according to the way how the order of the Mishnah, the Rif, the Rambam, they understand that's the mahalach over here. The second way, you go the way the Mishmur sounds the Rambam, it's after the Maisa of Arigo, after Osher Shnei Botanirim. So the way how Abana in his picture book, how he went, the Rambam's Mahalach, is what you go do is you have your Shnei Botanirim, that means you have the two things go up and down, so the pictures go up and down, you first take the odds and the evens up and down. Then you have a case of putting the chut through it, one place to another. Then you put the weave, the shuttle back and forth, the orev, go back and forth. Then afterwards, you have these strands over here. So there's a comb there. You take the comb and push it down to tighten it. That comb process of tightening it, of making compact over here, that's what the word mesach means. Compacting it, making it tight.
According to the Rambam.
According to the Rambam. Second malach, Mishibura, second malach. That means you have two definitions of what mesach is. It means setting the loom, or it means tightening the area over here, compacting the area, making it tight.
Excuse me, before anything?
What?
Doesn't
mean before get to it. Come on the Gemara. And the Gemara says the case of Shavit, which in the case of hitting it, that's a Tolda of Mesach. That's a Tolda of the Gemara. The Ein Hei says a Tolda. In that Tolda, was that mean of hitting it? Again, it'll come out, when are you hitting it? By the case of, you come to separate these strands over here. You're banging it together. That means either, according to the Mahalakh, setting up the loom, you have these things that are getting intertwined. You're banging it to separate one from another. That's by setting up the loom. Or by the case you're going mesach, meaning afterward when you're compressing it, when they got compressed, they're intertwined somehow. You're banging them to separate them, and tightening them together, that will be the act of shevet of banging it together. No, the Mishmur says it. If you understand what he's saying, that's what he says. It's hard to understand. I took it from the English and the Hebrew and all the pictures in there. And from the videos, that's very helpful. Now, practically negate to Mesech, I'm not clear. Anything practically negate to us. The fourth idea is Oishish Shtei Batanirim is making what they call English constructing the heddles. Now, again, this is machlokes in the Peshat, what it means over here. The way how Rashi in the Mishnah of Ayin Gimel and the Rashi of Osan Daf Kofei, it brings down the idea of you have these two chutim, the two chassis, you're putting it through the eye of the heddle. That means everyone saw there's a string, a circle and the string down. It's called the eye. Putting it through one to another, two different ones, that's nichel together of the melacha. The way how Tosfos Rid says on Daf Ayin Gimel means making the neirim itself, making this box, the string and the eye, making the process itself. Now the Mishnah says, "Oishes shnei batanirim bin nirin." What does bin nirin mean? So Rashi explains it means you take tate batan nira, sorry, and v'chad nira. Rashi the Gemara, you two batan nira v'chad nira. What does that mean? So big machlokes, come up shot in Rashi and the Gemara. Toisus yontif lechemishna chaznish. Take one simple mahalach. If you want toisus mahalach, the back has pictures for each different mahalach over here. So he writes the explains toisus yontif. Says over here that you basically have the chassis, go through one eye, then the second eye, that's a tate bot nira, and then you go through the comb, that's chan nira. So you go through the, again, there's always three things there. The picture, the three things. There's the near, the thing goes up and down, on left and right, the on the even, and then there's the comb afterwards, you're pushing down. So bin nira means you take the string and go through all three of them. That's nichel negeder of shtei bot niro. The chan niro, that's nichel negeder of even the malach over here. That's the Tosfos Yontif. Now, there's a side point we mentioned before, maybe go through Kedai again, that in the Mishnah it says, Oishe shtei bot nirin. That says the number two. We mentioned that the question negeder to malach is when is the number, the chelik of malach, when is the number part of the shir shabai? That means we know in the Ged Shabbos is the Melacha Shaboy and there's Chatzis Shir. To cook on Shabbos is Shir Kegoygris, Chatzis Shir is also Minatari over here. That's the Rashi Paskin, Daf Ayin Gimel, we Paskin on this like this. The question is when is something in the Ged to a Chsorn in the Melacha itself? We gave a Moshul, someone who eats Basar B'chol of Yo'evin Issa Deraisa, you eat Basar, it's not Chatzis Shir. Tzemer and Pishn together is Klayim, to weird Tzemer is not Chatzis Shir. Why not? Before Shem explained, very simple. Bas b'chol, you have to have the iser. Bas by itself is the chesaron and the iser. It's not chetzi shir, it's chetzi iser, chesaron and the iser. The idea of tzemer and pishtin is not when you have only tzemer, it's chesaron and the shir, chesaron and the iser. Same thing they point out in the gate to malachas, that you have to have first the malacha, and then you have chesaron and chetzi shir. The question is, in the Mishnah, on the Ayin Gimel, there are seven times that says a number in the Mishnah. The first one is oiser shtei batanirim. The second one is oirik. Third is Pitzaya, the fourth is Teifer, the fifth is Kareya, the sixth is Kosev, and the seventh is Moichik. Why do all seven say the word two? In fact, Tosfos doesn't know why. Says the Magen Avos, he lived in the end of the 1700s. He wants to say, he said over here that certain times the number is not part of the shir. For example, the loch is to carry dal amis or shes rabbi or even isa deraiso. La loch will be paskin three amis is mutter. Mutter. Ais chachishir. Chatshir, when the old Chatshir is Durabon, the rice, it's also. We pass the three Amos, the mice is motor. Says the Ritzvan Dafayin Gimel, Dafayin Dalit. The loch is that a point of Dal Amos has to be a key as a chavit from Koimoy. Has to go, a person with shus is Dal Amos, al yetzi ishmi from Koimoy, has to go out of its shus. Dal Amos is not the shir. Dal Amos is the malocho. Anything less than that is thrown in the malocho. Can walk out of the tchum alpayim amma. I walk one amma is also tchum out of the tchum. No, because the tchum is that is the chilk of the melacha. Once you do not leave alpayim amma, you did not do the melacha yet. So you can have a case that the number is the melacha and not the shir. If so, says the Magen Avos, brought down melacha by the minchas chinuch and the Adonizer, isa shnei batanirim. Doing one is not chet shi osim atayra. That's a chesaron in the melacha. to his part of the melacha, setting up the loom over here, son of the melacha.
Rashi
Maskil.
Rashi? Rashi.
Who argues? Chavetz Chaim argues.
Rashi,
I'm not sure. You think Rashi the Mishnah says that way?
No, but maybe the guy's thing with other shirim.
Not sure. But one does argue the Chavetz Chaim Misor. By the case of Kosev and Meichik, it comes along and says, even Isser Dereiso. By one ice. Who disagrees? The Moganovis, the Nazar. That means number one is Chachi Osmer Torah and Shabbos. That to be a lochad one Sanach the Cham Tzvi. Maybe something Osmer on Shabbos. We know myself, we pass his Chachi Osmer on Shabbos. Number two, Negev to Isser Shdei Botanirin, Negev to Oirig, Negev to Kosev and Meichik. Are you Oir by one ice? Says the Mishmur, you are Oir in Isser Dereiso. Napcha like the Moganovis over here. If you want, Negev to Sig of Oirig. They speak out clearly the Mogan Ovis, Ya'ivar and Isteraisa, only when it's two. One is Mutter, says the Mishabu and Simon Shinchof Aleph. Sif Yudalid, by the case of Oirik, he says Ya'ivar and Isteraisa. But she tells me.
He argues.
He argues on this side. He back to his question then. No, no, no. Dalad Amis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Gemara says Mutter.
Why?
Because, no, that's Chson, no, because that's Chson, he agrees he's Chson of the Malacha. He disagrees that two is not the Malacha. Two is the shear. They argue, what is two? Is two malacha or is two a shear? Next malacha, the idea of oirig, of weaving. So, to get to, make it practical, to get to your own here, if a person wants to make your braid in the own here, you're over the iser of baina, you're abonon, you get automatic tzela. Mashenkin, to get to a shaitel, says the Mishabur, if you want to braid a shaitel on Shabbos, you're over the iser of oirig. Can't braid you here in Shabbos, quoting Chayadim, quoting Magavram. Can't braid you here. Actually, if my daughter this past week this question, Tati, she is 7, 8. Can I braid my hair? Well, my daughter's, my friend's here. I said, no, it's Oyug. Now, the gate that they point out, Oyug is weaving, so practically we don't usually weave that much. But let's say a person has a snag inside the baguette. One thing that everyone knows, you have a jacket, what do you go do? You pull it apart, and now the snag gets undone. They get woven together. Says a falcon, the Chodeshani, and others, that's nichel in the getter of Arigo. You're putting the weave back together correctly. Besides, maybe the problem of Sakamoto, that practically people all the time, it's an itch and a sweater to pull it apart. You cannot do that on Shabbos. They get to doing embroidery on Shabbos. A snag in clothing. Sometimes you have a sweater you want to pull apart, and it fixes itself, gets rewoven together. Strings that come out a little bit, you pull apart, they get undone, they get rewoven. Can't do that on Shabbos. Another case of embroidery on Shabbos, the place can be nice, they've had to ask the question, Nichol Geder of Teufel or Nichol Geder of Oirig. We'll have to get a figure of Teufel, what exactly the chilek over here between Teufel and Oirig is. The last melacha is the melacha of Poitzaya, according to the Rambam, melacha of Poitzaya. Now, the numerous malcham among the Rishonim, say over the four basic malcham among the Rishonim. The way of the Rambam, the first Malach of the Mishabur, the way Rashi says in the Sugya Lefayim Gimel, seems to be, is that the idea of a Pitzaya is undoing the Oirig. That means we know Kosher undoing it is Matir, Teufel undoing it is Kureya, so Oirig undoing it is Pitzaya. It's undoing the weaving process. That's the Malach of the Reis over here. The second way the Mishabur brings down from the case of the Ravid, the person when he has the loom, after he finishes weaving, the very important process is disconnecting the fabric from the loom. He has to cut it. When he cuts it off from the loom, now he has a finished bagot over here, a final product, that's nichol negedah of Pitzaya. A third malach, the way how the Tayshirid he understands, is when a person has these chutim over here, some of them they get loose in the weaving process. You have loose strands, not good for the bagot. So what you do is you cut out in between and you tighten it. That's nichol negedah of Pitzaya, cutting and tightening over here. A fourth malach, the way how the Ram, the Ritva go, they understand the concept is the person, let's say he's the weaving, and the string snaps. Yeah, the chassis that snaps, how to go fix it? So usually when you have strings, you want to attach one to another, you make it a closure, you make a knot. If that's so, you have a beggar full of knots. So what you go do, you take an other string, strand, and you start spinning it together inside the chassis itself and making it all together as being one. That act of making that one string over here, and it's called Pitzaya. Four different malachim.
Now, lemaisa, practically, the way how the Mishmur quotes the Chayodom is because of the case of a doctor who wants to make strings over here. Basically, a doctor has a gauze pads, and he needs strings over here to do something with it. So he takes the gauze pads, he separates them, takes out strings. That's undoing the act of Oyrig. That's called Pitzaya. You can't take strings out of something. That's Sichel Legeda of Pitzaya. They point out also, let's say you have a beged with strings coming out. Maisa is part of the suit. It's supposed to be part of the beged you're wearing. You don't like it, you pull it out. That's Pitzaya. Want to tell me it's the only one? You can't pull out a string that's undoing the Oyrig process. A garment's part of it's undone, the rest is still done inside. You're taking out what's being done there. No, the suit's already finished.
That thing that holds the pocket in place.
According to the Rambam. Not according to the Ravid. Which will bring down both.
One that's
sealed. You want to also go to Ravid's thing? Maybe.
That stitch that closes the pocket,
that's
Makhav
Badish. We'll have to learn. I'm not sure. The Israelis like keeping it, I'm not sure what that is. Now, they do discuss, let's say when you have a button, you have strings are very loose over there, and you want to pull out the strings. What is that exactly? The Shmir Shabbos and the old prince want to say it's Nichal Negeda of Misakimono. The new prince, he says, Nichal Negeda of Korea and Poitseya. You have chash, why are you unraveling it? Or are you ripping it? It's Korea or Pitzaya? When you're pulling it out, not when you're tightening it around it. So people like spinning it around it, it's one thing. Sometimes you just pull it out, it just comes out. So, the mindset of being Korea, not that simple, it's definitely get a particular fellowship, maybe. It's not a figure of Pitzaya, the Torah Samalokas, he's not too happy with that. He wants to tie, there's no weaving process. Weaving is when you attach things together. Putting a button in, you want to say maybe Nichal Negeda of Teifer, not Nichal Negeda of Oyrig. And there's a shaila, how do you look up at say unraveling a button? Is that Achshash of Deraiso, or is that Maisa maybe Mutter? Yish Lotin. They do point out the get to Shaitels, can you undo a braid on Shabbos? Just like we said by a regular here, to do it, make a braid in her hair is Boino, undo a Saiser. Who didn't to make the braid in the Shaitel is do an Erev Shabbos, be Nichal Negeda of Oyrig. To undo the braids, says the Shaitian in Simon Shin Gimel, Sukkon Ayin Aleph, to undo the braid of a Shaitel. He says, Oyev the Isser of Betzaya. He says, Api the Rambam Shito, Makul the Olushan, Makul the Rambam, Yoyev the Isser. The last point is, they get cotton balls on Shabbos. Can a person disconnect them, for whatever reason that he has a tzarech, to take them apart, whether to put cotton inside the ears, whether to use them for whatever reason, can you disconnect cotton? To come on the Minchas Yitzchok, and he brings down Menucha Nechayno, it says, Yo'iv the Issa of Petzaya. Petzaya. Now the question is, which Rishon of Petzaya is referring to? So the Issa of Chaim Knievsky, and he says, he means the Petzaya of the Rambam. It's somehow intertwined together, and he being Petzaya, undoing the Oyrig over here. The way Rabbi brings down, you want to say it means the Petzaya of the Ravit, of cutting off different ends over here. The Vachshash over here, I'm inside the Sigur of Betzaya, one malacha. A second malacha they get involved with, the Issa of Korea. Shlomo Zalman wants to say it's not Nichal Negeda of Korea. Number one, he says, Al Sigur's Tolosh. And number two, he wants to say, you say it over here, that something is connected very softly, has no real keep over here, not Nichal Negeda of Korea. How in the Tikkunim came along with Shlomo Zalman and says, I'm Chayzer. I see him, but they die to the place, people say, the Vachshash Issa der Eiso. And different ones say, you're either the Issa something. Katim is had the Sugya of Korea because they list the poiskim against me. Now the Aram is poiskim want to be Makel like him. Ladavki so the others want to be Makel. The Maisa is Chayt to be Chayt is the Raisa as Korea. A third Malacha living now, because Yitzchok also. It's had the Sugya if you want to be Makbin Amidosa, the Malacha Machatech. You have a set size, especially you want to put it inside the ear or something. You want a specific size, that's Machatech. A fourth is in Yitzchok brings down the idea of Mistakimono. Make it usable right now. So the gates are severing cotton balls are four Isurim Deraiso, one Petzaya, one Korea, one Mechatek, one Mesakimono. Now there are those, Maisa and they want me Mekel, except for Mechatek. But the want me Mekel, but not a case of Mechatek. There's Maram Brisk that way, there's the Minchas Olos that way, Yaskel Adet, Sliazer. But Maisa, once we have Dain Weiss and Shomazam was closed that way, Storm seem to go that way, and the one after it, the Wood of Shomazam again is the Chashash Ismail Torah, the Rabbi Yashim Exam is Deraiso over here. The Litzian, Shmir Shabbos, and all this get involved. We do not separate cotton on Shabbos, these cotton balls. Achshash is the Raiso. Besides, they get involved, usually there's negate a fifth malacha, you're putting liquid on top of it, and you want to take care of, let's say, any cut, any burn, you have bayam instead of sugi of schito. So you have four malachas in the gate all the time, and the fifth malacha may be instead of sugi of schito. Therefore, the place can say, if you have to go to on Shabbos, the gate of Eichela, you get a guy, maybe a case of a shinoi. But in general, we do not rip katan on Shabbos over here. It's not muksa. If it could be used without being ripped apart, it won't be muksa. If it can't be used, of course, the case of muksa, it's a rack over here. Fine, Bez Hashem, we mean Mamshik Lesugyo of being Kilkel and Kareya. The new Marma Koimis for the next couple of months were emailed out, and I guess we'll be printing given out today. That's Lach Ravel.
That's not everything, it's missing part of it.
Why did you say by the robot?